You did what?
I stole the diadem, repeated Helena Ravenclaw in a whisper. I sought to make myself cleverer, more important than my mother. I ran away with it.
He did not know how he had managed to gain her confidence and did not ask. He simply listened, hard, as she went on.
My mother, they say, never admitted that the diadem was gone, but pretended that she had it still. She concealed her loss, my dreadful betrayal, even from the other founders of Hogwarts. Then my mother fell ill, fatally ill. In spite of my perfidy, she was desperate to see me one more time. She sent a man who had long loved me, though I spurned his advances, to find me. She knew that he would not rest until he had done so. Harry waited. She drew a deep breath and threw back her head. He tracked me to the forest where I was hiding. When I refused to return with him, he became violent. The Baron was always a hot-tempered man, furious at my refusal, jealous of my freedom. He stabbed me.
The Baron?
You mean the bloody Baron, yes, said the Grey Lady, and she lifted aside the cloak she wore to reveal a single dark wound in her white chest. When he saw what he had done, he was overcome with remorse. He took the weapon that had claimed my life and used it to kill himself. All these centuries later, he wears his chains as an act of penitence. As he should, she added bitterly.
And the diadem?
It remained where I had hidden it when I heard the Baron blundering through the forest toward me, concealed inside a hollow tree.
A hollow tree? Repeated Harry. What tree? Where was this?
A forest in Albania, a lonely place I thought was far beyond my mother's reach.
Albania, repeated Harry. Sense was emerging miraculously from confusion, and now he understood why she was telling him what she had denied Dumbledore and Flitwick.
You've already told someone this story, haven't you? Another student?
She closed her eyes and nodded.
I had no idea. He was flattering. He seemed to understand, to sympathize.
Yes, Harry thought. Tom Riddle would certainly have understood Helena Ravenclaw's desire to possess fabulous objects to which she had little right.
Well, you weren't the first person Riddle wormed things out of, Harry muttered. He could be charming when he wanted.
So Voldemort had managed to wheedle the location of the lost diadem out of the Grey Lady. He had travelled to that far-flung forest and retrieved the diadem from its hiding place, perhaps as soon as he left Hogwarts, before he even started work at Borgin and Burke's. And wouldn't those secluded Albanian woods have seemed an excellent refuge when, so much later, Voldemort had needed a place to lie low, undisturbed, for 10 long years? But the diadem, once it became his precious Horcrux, had not been left in that lowly tree. No, the diadem had been returned secretly to its true home, and Voldemort must have put it there.
The night he asked for a job, said Harry, finishing his thought.
I beg your pardon?
He hid the diadem in the castle the night he asked Dumbledore to let him teach, said Harry. Saying it out loud enabled him to make sense of it all.
He must have hidden the diadem on his way up to or down from Dumbledore's office. But it was still worth trying to get the job. Then he might have got the chance to nick Gryffindor's sword as well.
Thank you.
Thanks,